أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. وقال الله تعالى سبحانه في القرآن المجيد: وما أنزلنا عليك الكتاب إلا لتبين لهم الذي اختلفوا فيه الذي لهم لهم الذي اختلفوا فيه وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. والله أنزل من السماء ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون. صدق الله العظيم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ، وی ہیو اسٹارٹڈ آر خطبہ ود دا پریز آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اینڈ سینڈنگ درود و سلام آن پرافٹ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. ان شاء اللہ ٹوڈے ان آر فیو منٹس وی ول ٹاک اباؤٹ ون امیزنگ کمپیریزن of Quran with rain. Why this month of Ramadan is month of Quran. So we will talk about Quran and we will see how rain and Quran are similar in some aspects, and there is one difference as well. So we will see all those today, inshallah. So the verses which I have recited, Allah talk about two things which he sent from skies, from heaven. And he used two things with the same word, Anzala. And what are those two things? In first verse of Surah Nahl 64, I recited, Allah mentioned about Quran. And Quran, Allah said, Hudam wa Rahma, guidance and mercy for the believers. And in second verse, Allah sent rain and water from the sky. So these two things are discussed together and mentioned in two verses side by side. So what is the point here? We need to understand why these two verses are mentioned together. And to understand the impact of Quran in our lives, we need to understand the importance and impact of rain in our lives. So this is the objective today, inshallah. So I will start with the situation where some areas are going through the drought, you know, completely dryness. No rain for years, no water. So what happened in that land? It's completely dry. Everything is dying out. No trees, no grass, no water. And animals are dying. Animals are fighting over water. Even people are fighting over water, people are dying. So this is the imagination of drought, severe drought. So you can imagine some scenery of drought where there is no greenery, no water. So there is no water, there is no life. So think, compare this situation, the situation before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah. So you can see that before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Quran, the humanity was going through the severe drought of humanity. People were killing each other. There was no civilization. There was no respect. All the evil things exist before that time. So you can compare drought and the situation before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah, similar things. So now what? When drought happened, everybody look forward towards Allah and make supplication for rain. So at that time in situation in Makkah, people were looking towards Allah for some survival of their humanity. So what happened? When there's a drought, Allah sent rain. So what happened? Allah sent rain from the skies or heaven. So at the same time, when the humanity reached the saturation of, you know, all uncivilized things, Allah sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the land of Makkah. So this same thing, and definitely Quran was revealed upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you can understand, Allah sent rain from his skies to give life to the earth. Similarly, Allah sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sent Quran upon him to survive or to give the life to the Makkah and that mankind at that time. So as we see in the verse, Wallahu anzala minas samaa'i ma'an fa ahya bihi al-ardha ba'da mawtiha. So rain has the power of give life to the earth which is dead. Completely dead. We witness this every year actually. When there is winter, all the trees seem like they never had any leaves on them. And then we don't see grass. And then suddenly when we have a spring, everything becomes green. So, and we have a lot of rain. We already had too much rain, alhamdulillah, this time. In last year we had some less quantity. And we saw some drought, actually. We saw our parks were become pale, you know, yellow, actually. We witnessed that last year. And some areas are still going through that drought in North America. So when Allah sent rain up from the skies to the earth, so earth get life. Similarly, when nations are dying, when the, you know, mankind was dying before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so Allah sent Quran to give life to the mankind. So similar analogy. So today we are looking at how rain and Quran are similar together, because we recited two verses which actually come together in Surah Nahl, verse number 64 and 65. So we are looking at those things. And rain is the greatest blessing for us in this life. And water is actually the sign of life. Similarly, Quran is the greatest blessing for humankind and for us. So this is, we need to understand, you know, a clear picture of drought and then, you know, the situation before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we have rain, and rain give life to the dead earth. And then similarly, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Makkah, and then Makkah started growing, and humankind, you know, mankind grew up, and humankind got the life with the help of Quran. So this is actually the comparison. So now we move forward and look at few more things. So when Allah mentioned in Quran, يُنْبِتُ لَكُمْ بِهِ الزَّرْعَ وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَالنَّخِيلَ وَالْعَنَابَ وَمِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. This is also from Surah Nahl. So when Allah sent rain, there are two types of vegetations which grow. One which requires farming, like which requires extra care, which Allah mentioned here, like crops, zaitun, nakhil, like palm trees and grapes. All these things, or all this vegetation, requires farming, extra care. They cannot grow up. You know, they required like a vaccination and all that. And then Allah say, وَمِنْ كُلِّ ثَمَرَاتِ, and all other fruits. So this vegetation is like what fruits we see in forest. Those things which, you know, animals survive on those things. And if you go in forest, you see some fruits are hanging. So that is another type which does not require some farming. They grow up by themselves. Similarly, you know, Quran impacts people. You know, we do see a lot of efforts from Dawah, you know, teams. But, you know, some people, Allah gives guidance without any efforts. So if they hear some lecture on YouTube, online resources, it impacts their hearts, and they get guidance from Allah. So those people are as if they, you know, the fruits are growing in the forest. So this is an amazing, you know, thing which mentioned in the Quran. And one thing we move forward and we see Allah mentioned in Quran, like, who send rain? Like, who caused rain to come down from clouds? It's Allah. So Allah mentioned in Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ, and have you seen the water that you drink? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Is it you who brought it down from the clouds, or it is we who bring it down? So Allah mentioned in the Quran, rain is caused by Allah. Rain only happens when Allah wills. Similarly, we saw guidance come to people, but when only Allah wills. Guidance can come when Allah wills. No one can guide anybody. If only Allah wills, people will be guided. Allah says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah guides whoever He wants towards the straight path. So this is actually amazing. And then another verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Surah number 28, Surah Qasas. So Allah says, indeed, you do not give guidance whoever you likes. Allah talks to Prophet. But it's we who give the guidance. So it's very important understanding the way rain is caused by Allah, the guidance is also caused by Allah. So this is another analogy. And then, you know, the rain can give life to any hardest land. You know, if there is like complete dryness, if rain happens, vegetation grow up over there. Similarly, you know, no matter what, you know, situation we have, no matter how bad political situation, no matter what economical situation we have, Quran has power to give life to those situation. And Quran can give life to those nation and build those nation if we follow Quran. So this is the understanding which we are looking at today. And last comparison is amazing. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا. So Allah says, water is pure. So the water which comes in the rain is pure. It gives purification. And similarly, Allah says, رَسُولٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو صُحْفًا مُطَهَرًا. So Allah says, the messenger recites to upon you the scripture which are pure. The Quran is pure, water is pure. Water gives purification and cleansing. And Quran does the same thing, purification and cleansing of our heart. Our thinking, our, you know, process, everything is cleansed by Quran. So this is the comparison. The only difference which we have between rain and Quran, rain, when Allah delivers rain, it reaches to everybody without any efforts. But Quran is revealed to only one man, the greatest man of our history, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he delivers to all. But now this is our responsibility to take the message of Quran and delivers to others. So that actually completes our comparison of rain and Quran. So what we just to recap, the way Quran give life to the dead earth, Quran give life to the dead nations. No matter what situation, Quran has the power to give life to that nation and that situation and rebuild that society, inshallah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to get maximum benefit from this holy book, Quran, in this holy month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah to spread the message of Quran to everybody in our, you know, surroundings and in our city, in our neighborhood. So the source of this topic is definitely lecture from Noman Ali Khan, which I heard. And it is really inspiration. So if you want to get more information, you can search Noman Ali Khan as similarities between rain and Quran. It's amazing lectures. So what I do sometimes, you know, I summarize those lectures in 15 minutes for you, just because everything is from Quran, and we cover a few topics of Quran to create some interest, inshallah. So we finish here, alhamdulillah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر.